What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Anime Nerd. And you know, today's podcast is pretty much an Anime Nerd rant podcast because I just want to get some things off my mind about certain things. So, you know, I'm watching Jobless Reincarnation. I had to finish up because I didn't finish up the series. I realized something, and like maybe I'm getting older, maybe not. I don't know how to explain it, but in the show, which, by the way, it's a great show, I understand. It's just like, it's weird seeing these so-called kids, or even, not. It's not even like you saw them, but that's knowing that they had did the do, the act of having sex. And I'm like, okay, granted, it's a thing in teenagers and adults. Obviously, it's a thing, obviously. We all had it at one point. But it's like, and watching it in a cartoon or something, it's like, and that kind of be like that tension. I kind of like, at first, growing up, it's like, bro, just hurry up and do it. But that was me being a hormonal teen and stuff like that. But as an adult, you're like, was this really even point necessary? So pretty much my rant today is, and it's not, I wouldn't even say it's more like a rant. It's just like the topic of like sex in shows or in like anime series. Now, I'm all for it if it's actually going to go ahead and push the narrative forward, if it's like a love story and it's supposed to happen like that and stuff like that. It's just, I just sometimes feel like it can be a little bit too much. It's like, all right, cool. Unless it's like, obviously a hentai. Hentai is meant for that. If you like that type of stuff, that's all for it. That's why it's there. But it's like, sometimes I don't even want to say like sex necessary, but sometimes even just dealing with the relationship aspect on TV show. If it's like, if a TV show is about action and stuff, I don't really too care for the whole relationship aspect of it because that's not the main purpose of the series. Yes, we do have couples that we want to see on it. Now, if the show has like these kids and they end up doing it, like, I think, what was it? He was like 12 and the girl was 15. Yeah, okay. Granted, for a guy at that age, you're like, yes, I scored an older woman, in air quotation. But like, when you're looking at it from my point of view, it's like, this is weird. Why? I don't even feel comfortable enough to sit there and watch, you know, not even watch, but like just know that these kids are over here doing it. Because then it make me feel weird because you have people who don't even watch anime come in like, what are you watching? And what are these kids about to do? It's like, oh my gosh, they probably think you're like some type of pedophile, which you're not. But if you ever watch a show, you know how it is. Like, everybody always seems to come in at the wrong time. So I just feel like sometimes when the series does that, or like focus, make that its focal point, even though it's like a adventure series, I kind of feel like it takes away from the story because now everybody's like, oh, who he's going to get with next and stuff like that. And truthfully speaking, it could be that I'm the only one thinking like that. And so then if it is me, then I got some issues to work out on me. But I highly doubt it. It's just weird, though. I just feel like, you know, if it was like something like happened off screen and it's not even like a potential scene build up and like, oh, yeah, such and such, yeah, we did and stuff like that, I'd be like, okay, I didn't have to see it. But then when you like seeing it and they're in the bed kissing, obviously we already know what went down. But yeah, like if you would have talked to like younger me would have been for it. Cause I remember watching High School, DD. I remember watching, is it High School of the Dead? That one was a great anime. But now that I watch it again, it's like, bro, this anime was just too much. Like the mindset of me back then to me now is just like night and day. I'm like, bro, what was I on back then? But like I said, I was a horny teen, so it was like those shows was my bread and butter. Like, heck yeah, sex sells. I mean, sex still do sell. I don't get me wrong, I do enjoy an anime show if it's about a love interest and it start off like that. You know, I'm okay with that. Now, I don't like anime shows now that I'm older, that I don't really prefer the ones where the kids, because then you're like, man, I feel weird watching these kids like, hopefully they get it on. It's like something wrong with me. Granted, most of the time how these Arthur gets around with it, they put it back in medieval time or like back in the days where these kids will get married at a young age and stuff like that. Not to justify what they're doing is right. It just seemed a little awkward. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to knock it if you enjoy it, because everybody has the right to enjoy whatever anime they like, you know? So, I enjoy certain animes. You may enjoy certain anime. It's like, I feel like it's just a phase. And that's what I'm going to break it down to. It's pretty much just a phase on what type of anime you will like now. Because, like, in your beginning stage of growing into anime, you have watched these, like, pure-hearted anime. Like, for me, Beyblade, Yu-Gi-Oh!, technically Sonic X, Mega Man. Those are like the pure-hearted anime that I used to watch. Now, as a teenager, I started growing. I get into more stuff like Inuyasha, Naruto, Bleach. What's another one? Oh, well, even in my teenager years, I feel like there's some other raunchy. I'm not saying those ones that I list before are raunchy, but there's some raunchy animes that I used to watch that I knew. I just, like, I remember watching Shuffle. I used to watch some borderline anime that could have potentially been like, bro, what are you watching for real? Are you, like, watching low-key porn? And it wasn't even that, but it was just how raunchy the anime was. But now, as I get older, it's like, I'm not feeling it. This ain't it for me. I don't even like watching Hezekiah, what is it? Is it Hezekiah? I forgot. But the ones where the guy get multiple girls, they're like, okay, that's cool, fine and dandy and all, but in reality, it's like, what guy really gonna have 5 to 6 girls at the same time, all fighting for him, all confessing their love? I mean, then again, NBA players could be doing that. But it's just, like I say, it's just like, it's whatever though, you know? It's like, I don't really like those ones. It's just like, to me, I just don't relate to it. So that's probably why I don't care. Like I say, teenage me, all for it. I used to watch all types of anime. Now older me, I realize if it's a good story and I feel like it, and then if it makes sense, I will watch it. But me, as far as like those like sex type of stuff or anything, I try to stay away from it. Because last thing you need me to do is just be all bricked up or something to watch an anime. That's weird. So I'm like, hell nah. I know a lot of you guys are probably like, yo, what is anime nerd even talking about? Like, what kind of talk is this? I thought he was just going to talk about a podcast. And don't worry, I will get back to my regular podcast. I just felt like just talking about it because I know me and a coworker was talking about these type of things. And it's kind of weird in a way. And then I'm just going to say this. I know every culture is different. But it is weird that sometimes I feel like, and I understand why there was a little bit of outrage that these kids could be over-sexualized and stuff like that over here. Like, especially in America, because it's like you got a whole bunch of weirdos. So I see why people will get mad and don't want the kids to watch stuff like that with a girl, like a 15-year-old anime girl with like boobs from Timbuktu, or like a 30-year-old looking like a 6-7-year-old. Which is a thing in anime, and it's always been a cliche. Which kind of like, to me, it's anime being anime. You can do whatever you want, but I do understand why some of them feel like it could be problematic. And I'm not one of those people who like cancel everything, because I'm not canceling shit. Okay, I love my anime to this day, and I'm gonna ride it. I'm gonna ride out with it. But I can understand why people can be outraged and why they think it could open certain doors, because it plays with that factor. Like, why is this 15-year-old looking like a grown ass woman, but yet you have this 30-year-old looking like a 6-year-old, you know? So I can see why people would get mad. Now, to be fair, like, and I'm not even condoning this, it's just I feel like people are like, if you actually like get mad at those type of things, it's like, I feel like your energy's kind of wasted, because I feel like it's like the video game thing. It's like you blame video game for these sorts of type of issue, like school, like not school shooting. We're not going to go on that topic, but like shooting and stuff like that. They're quick to blame video games for stuff like that. In actuality, I blame, there's a lot of factors. I can't even blame just that. But like, so you, for parents and other people to blame anime for allowing people to become pedophile and stuff, I feel like that's to the extreme, because there's a lot of other factors that is that. Could it help feed into that factor? Probably. But like I said, I'm not no scientist, and I'm not going to be the one speaking about it like that. But I'm just saying that it could possibly be it. And I don't want you guys running back, anime nerds say this, and that, and that. Nah, hold up, bro. Or who is this? Like, chill. Like, I ain't said all that. I'm just saying I can understand. But anyway, it's just been on a topic that I have to talk to my coworker and my friend. It's one of those type of things that I understand. Like, yeah, it's kind of weird. You make it feel kind of weird. As an adult now. Teenage me, I'm all for it. You know, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. My boy got it. Older me is like, eh. Younger me was just too, it wasn't about it. Not about, like, the sex, but, you know, obviously I was younger, so obviously my mindset was completely different than what it was today. So, I mean, what do you guys think, though? I want you guys' honest opinion. Do you feel like sex in anime or anything like that, does it push the story? Does it help the story? Or is it just one of those type of things that you see in movies, like a pointless sex scene? It's like, okay, we know they understand they get it on, so you wasted 30 seconds of filler for a sex scene, just so we could, like, oh yeah, they had sex. Like, nah, it's okay, bro. We can put two to two together. All right, and like I said, unless it's help push the story, I just feel like sometimes having a sex scene is a pointless thing in any series or narrative, unless it's like a love story. You're like, all right, you know. But I'm not here to like cancel it, knock it. I'm just giving you guys my opinion in anime. So that's it, though. So you guys, yeah, let me know what you guys think and everything like that. And don't worry, I will be back with a anime nerd recommendation of anime, because there's been some good animes that I watch, and then maybe a review on some mangas that I've been reading, like My Hero Academia, because that thing there is getting good. But all right, until next time, peace.